I was in a haze from what was in the drink they'd made me swallow. Maybe that's why I just climbed on the bed and spread my knees when they told me to. And why I didn't try to get away when one of the masked men knelt behind me, placed his cock at my pussy lips. When the other told me to look at the camera, I did. "You can see, Mr. Andra. We're taking care of your little Cassie," he said as he filmed me. "Real good care. Only thing is, we don't have any condoms here. From the contents of her purse and the clean pad in her panties, we know your little girl is just off her time of the month. That gives you about 2 weeks, maybe less, to come up with the money. Because I can promise you her little pussy is going to be full of spunk every single day until you do. I promise she won't mind, though. Will you, Cassie? How about you show Daddy you don't mind? How about you come for him? Come on. You like that cock about to dump its load into you? I can tell. Come for it." And, staring into the camera, being fucked by a mass kidnapper, I felt the orgasm grow. Come. And I did, gasping and whining, hearing the man behind me curse in appreciation as I squeezed him, and then feeling him shove forward and pump his semen into me. The man with the camera brought it down to point between my legs to show the bear cock rooted there, pulsing as it filled me. I was still bucking back onto him in aftershocks of pleasure as he continued. "There, that's one. And as soon as I send this off to you, it's my turn. Pull out there, mate, just for one last show for now." He pointed the camera at my dripping pussy and then back at my confused, pleasure-twisted face. "Until next time." And then he turned the camera off. "Now it's my turn," he said.